It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good day. Happy Monday to you. How are you? And welcome to December the 8th, 2025. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. We got winds along the river today. It's a little, let's just say it's breezy out. And going to be around 74 for a high today, which is going to be nicer than it was over the weekend. You know, it was a little chilly over the weekend. We did our Kiwanis community caroling celebration on Saturday. A nice turnout. Perfect event. And the choirs were awesome from Mojave High and Desert Valley, Desert Star Academy. And, of course, the boombox parade Friday night was huge. There was a ton of people out there. This is Speak Out 2.0, 106.3, 106.5, 106.7. Now, two ways you can get involved here if you have a question or a comment. You can call us, 234. We have our own area code, 234-343-1065. Or you can just text it. Makes it really simple. 928-727-5566. So, your choice. And in the studio today, back with Power Hour 2.0, we have Kay McCartney from Mojave Mortgage and Sarah Juarez from Black Mountain Realty. How are you, ladies?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah. Well, it is here.
It is afternoon here.
Of course, if you're in Needles or if you're in Laughlin, it's only 10 after 11.
If we take a walk around the block, right? Yeah. It's an hour earlier.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Just a stone throw across the Colorado River.
That's right.
So Power Hour 2.0 is designed to kind of familiarize the listener with real estate and financing. And so let's start with real estate. Is it a buyer's market right now or a seller's market?
Right now, we're kind of seeing where it's more leaning towards a buyer's market at this point. We're starting to see properties sit on the market a little bit longer. So our average days on market right now, they range anywhere from 30 to 90 days. Your median days on market is about 30 days on market, and so it goes anywhere from 30 to 90. We have such a vast variety of properties that it just depends on the type of properties that we're looking at. So,
and right now in Bullhead City and Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley area, do we have an abundance of properties available for people to see?
We do. So currently, right now, let me find my notes here.
Page six.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, it's definitely a great time for the buyers to be out there and shopping for a home. It's just in time for the holidays, right? Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you could almost buy one now and be in it by Christmas, couldn't you?
You can. We could still get you close. Okay. Let's close you right at the end, the last day of the month, or the last day. How about that?
There you go. Yeah. That would work.
So how many?
So right now, just in Bullhead City, right now, we have 225 single family homes. We have 153 factory built homes. And then as far as condos and townhomes, there's about 50 of those. So total overall active properties, are 428 just in the Bullhead City area. In Fort Mojave, we have 152. And then in Mojave Valley, we have 81 properties.
And for Mojave and Mojave Valley, some of those are larger lots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That
I mean,
they are. And I didn't include land. This is
right,
just
numbers.
Homes. Yes.
So how does that compare to years past from your perspective?
You know, right now we're seeing, well, let's see, I've been doing this for 20 years, so let's see what year we want to go back to. But, I think right now it's not too bad compared to what we've seen in the past. I think it's pretty average.
Okay.
It's properties. Kind of a moving number, too, isn't it?
It is.
It's up and down.
It
it's
is.
Been
right.
Yo-yoing a lot.
But,
it
I mean,
is.
It wasn't long ago that everybody was complaining there wasn't a lot of selection out there.
Yes, during COVID.
Right.
It was crazy during COVID. So.
And now, right now, they're building homes off the parkway in mm-hmm. my up, what is that, Montana or?
Montana Ridge.
Montana Ridge.
That's through Century Complete. Is
and they've place. Already got like 7 or 8 of them under construction. Mm-hmm. They're not
yes.
messing around.
No, they're not. They're not. And actually, I did pull the numbers for building permits as well.
Okay.
And so in now on the city's website, it only goes back to the second quarter of 2025.
Okay.
But our permits are actually down. For building permits for new construction is about 58, whereas in 2024 for the second quarter, it was 107 for residential homes.
Okay.
So even though the building's still going strong and we're still seeing they're sitting a little bit longer on the market, now our active homes for sale that I was talking about, some of that stuff doesn't include some of the ones that the builders are representing themselves
okay.
that are not being put in the MLS. These figures are just directly from our multiple listing service.
Because you have some builders that are building spec homes.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And either they're not ready or they're close to ready, or they might even be selling it themselves.
Right,
yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I know we have a couple of builders that we work with through our office. And so there's a lot of times where some of those will actually get sold prior to them even being built.
Ah.
So, you know, that's not, like I said, it's not even representing some of the other builders that are out there that don't put their numbers into the MLS.
If you wanted to build right now, what's the delay on building? What's the time frame on building? So if someone was to buy a lot from you, what are they looking at? If they pick a contractor, you know, by the time the lot closes, how long is that contractor taking right now?
You know, it honestly depends on the contractor. It does. Uh-huh. Because you have
She doesn't want to upset any contractors.
Yeah. No,
it's
absolutely
true.
Not.
True.
Glenn Rajimi, are you listening? Larry Adams, are you listening?
This is a small town.
I know.
Well, yeah.
True.
We've referred to a lot of builders. So.
Yeah, that's true.
And getting materials.
Yes.
You know, how long is it
yeah.
taking to get materials, too? So.
Well, and that sometimes is the holdup.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
ready.
Yeah.
And the subs are ready. It's mm-hmm. they can't get the stuff.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I know that I recently, through our friend Terry Sponder, sold mm-hmm. my house, my lot behind me,
mm-hmm.
that I bought about 18 years ago and did real well on it.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they put the money in our account, Pioneer title, on a Tuesday, and he started moving dirt on a Wednesday. That was 2 months ago. They just put in some piping and some framing. Well,
mm-hmm.
Framing in the dirt.
Yeah.
Is that your foundation, I guess?
Yeah.
Framing for the foundation. But they haven't poured anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been ready for probably a month.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're waiting for inspection.
Permits.
Or
maybe.
Permits
yeah.
or what. But and the other day, the guy who's buying it, his nephew was there, and he was taking pictures, and he said, boy, this is going slow. I said, I kind of thought so, too. But then I look at those homes up on that ridge, and they're going gangbusters.
Yeah.
So, but that's one company doing all
yes,
that.
That's right. Century Communities that's,
yeah.
that's doing those.
Are they the same ones that did the ones up by the car wash and the gas station? That Ayler,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Ayler and Dahlman and all that.
Up on the ridge.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is the same builder.
Yes.
And they built a boatload up there.
They sure did.
Yeah. Are they done up there or do you know?
I do believe they are sold out up there.
Wow. What
yes.
a nice spot to be in.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
And I think they want to fill that because they've paved the roads down in that development and everything and put curbs and gutters in and sidewalks. And
yes.
So I think they're just going to keep right on going.
Yeah, I know that they have a couple of other areas planned as well. I know they're building down in El Rio, and they've got some in Laughlin Ranch North Fork as well. So
we have a lot of areas right now and different sizes of homes for people to come look at.
Yes.
If they want to.
Yeah.
Especially, how hard is it? Let's talk financing for a minute. How hard is it for somebody that's in an apartment to get out of that apartment and get into a home?
Well, we were just talking about that yesterday,
I think.
Because we were talking about how people are paying rent, and it can be anywhere from $1,800 to $2,000 in rent right now.
Right.
And the rates have come down, so the rates have gotten a little bit better, especially since the beginning of the year. They've come down about a half or so. And so on a conventional loan, you can get in the sixes. On a government loan, FHA, VA, USDA, you can get in the fives.
Okay.
And so we're talking about if you're paying $1,800 in rent right now, and if you have a $2,400 house payment, for only a few hundred dollars more, you can own a house.
Right.
Right? And have your own equity.
Yep.
So now is the time. And we were talking about this because we're looking at doing some first-time homebuyer seminars and stuff, because people don't realize that they can purchase a home right now. Minimum down payment. I mean, if you're a veteran, VA is zero money down.
Yeah.
And if they don't have closing costs, they can get a gift from a family member for closing costs.
A who?
A gift from a family member.
Oh, gift. Okay.
It's a great loan, too.
It is a great
loan.
Zero money down. And then FHA, 3.5% down. You can get a gift from a family member also. But there's also down payment assistance programs. So we could get 3.5, which is the FHA minimum down. That can come from a down payment assistance product.
With the houses that we're looking at that are available out there, what are the pricing structures? Do we have a high and a low, or?
So it just depends on if it's manufactured or if it's a site built single family home. So you're starting anywhere if you're looking at manufactured homes. Of course, they're fixer uppers, those
sure.
kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking around the $70,000 range on up. If you're looking at just your lower end price range for a single family home, you're probably looking at around the $300,000 mark. Your median
okay.
price range is about
$334,000
okay. To about about $360,000.
But if you're looking to get out of an apartment,
mm-hmm.
you know, $70,000 is a car. That's what people are paying for vehicles these days.
I know.
So, you know, if you start off in a mobile home or manufactured,
yeah.
well, they're probably mobiles at that price.
Mm-hmm.
If you start off in a manufactured home and now you own it.
Right.
So now you're not paying rent. Now you have
right.
now you have interest rate to write off every year, and you have insurance to write off, and you have all the, you know, you start getting these benefits of being a homeowner.
Correct.
And then in two or three years, you're ready to step up into something a little bit nicer.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I owned two mobiles before I built my house.
Yep. And that is a first-time
yeah.
home buyer. That is easy. It's a double-wide, permanently affixed.
Yeah.
Right? And we can get them in at, you know, if they're on a government loan, we can get them in the five still.
And see, you finance manufactured
yes,
homes.
Yes, we do.
Right.
Yeah, double wides, single wides, yeah. they have to be permanently affixed. Even if they're not, you can call us and we can help you walk through the process.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to find a manufactured home where you're needing a loan on it, then you're going to be probably closer to the 120 to 130 mark
okay.
as far as that goes.
But
right.
still, that is so doable
mm-hmm.
for a lot of people that are currently paying, like you said, $1,800, $2,000
yeah,
a month
right.
rent.
Absolutely.
There's
Absolutely.
A huge range. Huge range.
Yeah, if you're renting someone's house right now and you're paying $1,800 to $2,000, you need to pick up the phone and call Sarah and say, let's go look at some stuff.
Absolutely.
And let's get pre-qualified first, right?
Yes, get pre-qualified
okay.
first, for sure.
Right. There's two ladies in here. They both want to be first. So whatever works for you, call. Go ahead, Sarah. Start off with your phone number.
928-279-6113.
And Kay, if they want to qualify first.
928-230-7455.
All right, let's take our first break. This is Speak Out 2.0. And we're brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. If you're a nurse or you're a CNA or environmental services and you're looking for a job, maybe dietary, just go to legacyrehab.com and check it out. They got jobs available. And we're brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, where tonight you can watch Monday Night Football. It's the Eagles against the Chargers, and you'll have a great time at Laughlin Ranch with Monday Night Football.
The holidays are here. Is your internet ready? Don't let slow speed steal your chair. With 100% fiber internet from TWN, you can stream holiday movies, video chat with family, and shop online. No interruptions, no stress. Make every moment count this season. Visit TWNCOM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNCOM.com for more details.
Varicose veins are more than a cosmetic issue. They're a symptom of a disease called venous insufficiency.
Varicose veins are common.
That's Dr. Cale Bodily, radiologist at High Desert Vein Center, a service of KRMC. He says patients often live with the discomfort of heavy, tired legs. But there's good news.
There is a relatively easy and a very effective way to address the issue, so you can stay active and enjoy the things that you enjoy doing.
For more information, call High Desert Vein Center, 681-8755.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Looking for a gift that's anything but ordinary? Surprise the curious and adventurous person in your life with the gift of an unforgettable experience at Long Gone Escape's premier escape rooms. Buy one, get one free admission when you show your co-op connections card or mobile app. Call Long Gone Escapes at 928-487-2570. Don't have a co-op connections app? Visit connections.coop to download and start saving today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Arnold here, your hometown Chevy dealer since 2000. It's the Car Bravo pre-owned sales event at Bradley Chevrolet. Save big on over 250 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, most of them Car Bravo certified, with 126-point inspection, 6-month warranty, and a Carfax report. Rates as low as 3.9 and no payments for 90 days. Stop by and visit BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Together, let's drive Chevrolet.
Oh, it is that time of year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Got to bring back Andy Williams, right? I mean, isn't this kind of an honorary Christmas song? You know?
I love Andy Williams.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Isn't it like 17 days left till Christmas?
Who's counting?
I don't know.
I know.
It popped
Stop
up
it.
On my screen. I was like, what?
We're having our guest bathroom remodeled, so we said, oh, we won't buy any Christmas stuff for each other. Okay, perfect. Then my wife texted me and said, you bought me some knives today for Christmas. I did. Wow, look at that. And then last week it was, you bought this new mixer for me for, oh, okay.
But they were on sale.
Oh, I'm sure they were.
Money.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's right.
I'm sure they were.
Black Friday, all the rest of it, Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday, and then now it's just this week.
She's not listening, Sarah, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
We'll give her a call. We'll tell her.
Yeah, Just tell her where to spend it. Yeah.
That's right.
Piece of cake.
I'm gonna tell her what I want for Christmas.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Right.
So is December normally a productive month for the real estate market, or is it everyone's busy shopping and worrying about kids getting out of school for 2 weeks? And
actually, it's a lot slower. Okay. So during the holidays, it's slower. So typically, it kind of starts slowing down around October, mid-October. November, December, and then come spring, it'll start picking up quite a bit, actually. Just during your winter months, if you have buyers that are out there looking, they're very, very serious buyers. So as a seller, you're going to want to make sure you are, you know, accommodating those showings for people to get in there, because they are absolutely out there looking. And wanting to get in.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you know, years ago I sold boats and cars for Bill Hill, way back when. And on windy days, we always sold a boat. And I'd say, why? Really? Yeah, because they could test drive them, and our mechanic would take them out on the river. And if it handled during the wind, they'd buy it.
Oh, that's, wow, that's cool. Who did that?
And
well, if I took buyers out in the wind, that would be every day.
Well,
they better be buying every day.
There'd be 3 days a month that you wouldn't be taking anybody out.
Yeah.
I'm like, so the wind helps the sail?
It does for a boat. It does for a boat. You know?
I'm like, what?
Yeah, don't ask me. What the heck? Anyways,
it worked. I don't know. I don't know where that came from, but okay.
It worked. So how many people do you pick up, Sarah, that you take from house to house to house to house that wants to look at three or four different plans? And do they just come up with a price range, or do they sit back and say, well, we're not sure if we want a two-bedroom or a three-bedroom.
Well, I mean, buyers, from what they start at to what they actually purchase, it always varies. All the time.
It's totally different.
All the time. But again, just like we were talking before, the first thing you want to do is get pre-qualified before doing anything, because then that way we know what kind of loan you're looking at, so that we know what type of home you can look at. Because
right.
if you're going with FHA, there's certain homes that we cannot look at.
Okay.
If they need too much in repair or anything like that, especially if you're looking at manufactured homes as well, you know, they have to have the retrofitting done, and there's different things, different qualifications for the different types
right.
of loans.
Sure.
So we want to make sure that we're not just out there showing them any property that they want to see. We want to show them what's in their price range so that they stay within that expectation.
Because the last thing you want to do as a real estate agent is put somebody in a home they can't afford.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
I mean, and that's why you use a real estate agent.
Yes.
For those people out there that go, well, I'll just go look around and right. find a for sale sign, you know.
Well, and the other thing is when they start looking, if they're not pre-qualified and they start looking higher than what they're qualified for.
Right.
Then they've set their own expectation of what they want mm-hmm. versus what they can afford.
And how disappointed they will be.
Right.
When
it's very disappointing for them. But if you start out where you're supposed to start out, and then when some of those properties come along and you're like, oh, that's a great house.
Yeah.
They can see the condition versus the price versus all of that, and they're happier with their choice.
Well,
so,
let's give them a payment they can
yes,
afford, right?
For
because
sure.
taxes, insurance, HOA, those are all different.
Right.
And they add up. I mean, we could have a house that has $2,000 in taxes, and then we have another house with $3,800 in taxes.
Right.
Right.
Makes
so
a difference.
It does make a difference. So
yeah.
we want to make
yep.
sure that they check all of that first and get pre-qualified, and then we go set the expectations, and we go look for houses.
Yep.
Well, and you both know from your experience that if someone says, I'm paying $1,800 a month rent, and you show them something that's going to be $2,300 a month mm-hmm. with taxes and
yeah.
insurance and so on, they probably can't take another $500 a month hit.
Right.
You know, and so because you're going to have them fill paperwork out, you're going to see numbers and stuff of what they make. I'm assuming it's a couple. You're going to see the numbers and go, this might not work for you.
Right.
You know, because 4 or 5 months down the road, you might be going, oh, crap, I need a better job, or I need to do this, or I need a part-time job. Or,
right.
And that's not why you buy a home.
No.
Right.
And every buyer should go in when they're talking to a real estate agent. And have a buyer consultation first so that we can let them know and advise them of the things that they need to be prepared for along the way and what they need to do to get ready first and foremost. So, you know, you're going to need your bank statements and all the things for the lenders
right.
on top of, you know, you want to make sure that you have your money seasoned in the bank and talk about down payments and all of those things.
Well, and when you say seasoned in the bank, you can't go out and buy a new car and 3 months later decide to buy a house.
No.
You know?
Well, you can't buy a car and a house at the same time, generally.
Yes, please
right.
don't.
Or you can't have a house going in the process and then get a car
yes.
to put in the driveway that you don't have yet.
Right?
So, yeah, it all
that's
works
one way
out.
To look at it, yeah.
That's right.
I'm going to buy this car. Now I need a driveway.
And same thing with furniture and appliances.
Oh, yeah.
Please do
that's
not
true.
Buy those until after the home
right.
has closed.
No
because
large payments.
All that's going to show up on your credit rating.
Correct.
Yes.
And it's going to make a bank nervous.
It will.
Right?
It
yeah.
will.
Well, yeah, because it changes your debt to income ratio
yeah.
at that point. So.
And no job changes. Right. Right. People are closing.
That's no more money right. coming in.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I know.
We've all seen those. And
yeah.
It's very, very disheartening for a buyer to lose out after, especially going
right.
through all their inspections and going yeah. through, you know, just the whole elation of being, having an accepted offer and getting through all of that, and then to find out, well, I purchased something, and now guess what? I can't buy that home.
Right.
That's never a good call for me to make to you, is
no,
it?
No, it's not.
And that's the relationship between the realtor and the customer that you have to have going in to understand what they've done, you know, where
yes.
they're at. Did they ever file bankruptcy? Did they, you know, skip a payment on a truck or a car a year ago? These little things that are going to pop up, they're going to affect what they do.
Exactly.
Right.
And there's
yeah.
an awful lot of product out there right now that people can get into homes with. So we might have to do, you know, bank statement programs. We might have to do P&L programs. Or maybe we go conventional. Maybe we have to go FHA. Maybe the debt ratio is a little higher. So until we go through that process, we don't know what they can afford.
Right. Right. There's a lot to it.
There is a lot to it.
I know.
But it's easy if you let us help you.
That's right. That's right.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat with these ladies some more. And we're going to give out their phone numbers, too, so if you want to write them down. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, where right now they're giving away hams. Yeah, through the 12th, you can enter a contest. You just go on the MEC Facebook page and put in hashtag Jingle Bells, and they'll notify you on the 15th if you get a free turkey, and then you pick them up next Thursday between 3 and 5. This was the number one song for 2 weeks in March of 72.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Lachlan Ranch announces 20% off body sculpting in their spa all October. Save all October on relaxation and rejuvenation. Indulge yourself with the Desert Golden Hourglass, the Arizona Arms, or the Cactus Contour. All 50-minute custom body sculpting. Check out other fall specials like Whipped Honey Body Scrub, the Whipped Honey Pedicure, and the Pumpkin Latte Facial. Look good the rest of the year. The Spa and Fitness Center at Lachlan Ranch. Make your appointment at LachlanRanch.com.
Slow internet? Not this holiday season. With TWN Fiber, enjoy speeds up to 2 gigabits and unlimited data to keep your family connected. Fast, reliable, holiday ready. Visit TWNCOM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNCOM.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Hi, it's Darren from Craig Plumbing. This is your holiday gift tip number 31, and this one's for you ladies. Are you ever wondering what's going on inside that husband's mind? Well, chances are good there's nothing going on in there at all. So forget about that kegerator he mentioned and give him something to enjoy each and every day while he helps you do the dishes. That'd be a new Moen pull-out kitchen faucet in brush chrome finish with a lifetime warranty against leaks. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from your friends at Craig Plumbing.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, about 25 till, and Mr. Sean Hannity, or crew, partners, will be in your ears at the top of the hour right after the news. Friday on the show, well, let's see. We're going to talk about Mayhem and Boston Chamber of Commerce and Mojave Electric Cooperative. So that's on Friday. Paul Lavoie's in the next 3 days with Speak Out from Lake Havasu City. And we're back with Sarah from Black Mountain Realty and Kay from Mojave Mortgage. We've been talking a lot about homes and whatnot. The nice part about Bullhead City, of course, I can brag about it. I've lived here 45 years. But I remember it was two lanes. Now we're, you know, five lanes. But you can also look at different parts of the town and see the different parks that are available and the different schools that are available. And for a young couple, they should be looking at these things, not just the house,
right,
but the community in which the house is in.
Yeah. I've been here for 35 years, and just the growth that we've seen over that time and just everything that has happened in Bullhead. I mean, the city has put a lot into the parks and into everything to make to beautify Bullhead City. So
I think so, too.
They've done a great job.
Love the
great
beautiful
job.
Parks.
Well, and the programs, you know. You've got AYSO. You've got,
yes,
Little League. You've got all these things that your kids can do because busy kids stay out of trouble.
Absolutely, they
you
do.
You know, right, that.
Yes. I do. Yeah. I have raised...
You have one?
I do. Well, I've raised two boys here, and then I have my daughter, who is 14, that I'm raising here. So all three of my children have been raised in Bullhead City. And I have two grandkids who are now being raised here as well. So, yeah.
So you know, and you know, the neighborhood in which you live, what's going on around it? Is it on sewer? You know, is it septic?
Right.
Is it, you know, do you have a park a mile away or two away? Where's a bus stop for the kids going to schools? You know, what school can you go to? You can always take them to a charter school, but most of the charter schools, with the exception of one, I think, don't have busing.
Correct.
So that means that everyone's got to take their kids there.
And how they have long waiting lists, too. Just so you know. They have long waiting lists.
Thank you. Yep.
Yes, Mojave Accelerated is a long list. Yes, and I think even Tawny Smith out at Young Scholars has a long list.
They do. Yep. They really do.
Where does your 14-year-old go?
She goes to Melk.
Melk, yeah. Mm-hmm. And how long did that take?
Well, she was on the second we found out that we were having a baby.
So. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
So she was on 14 years ago.
She was on the list when she was on the bottle, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So get on the list now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What the heck?
Right?
Before she says, I will, I do.
Let's buy a house and get on the list.
We put her on right away.
Pick the school first, then let's get the house.
Yes. Well, and, but again, and if you want... There's not a lot of places in Bullhead where you can buy lots of land. Are there in the city limits?
No.
Land.
Uh-uh.
I mean, some down by...
There's...
A couple maybe down by Rotary Park that...
Well, a lot of those are just your single-family lots. So depending on where you're at, you're going to have anywhere from 40 by 80 lots to 50 by 100 lots, like in Holiday Shores.
Yeah.
So there's not, in Buena Vista, your typical lot size is around 70 by 100. So, I mean, you're not looking at a lot of lots together, no.
Right.
They're kind of hodgepodged here and there.
Isn't there a street that comes off a lakeside that kind of goes across from Rotary Park, and it goes up, and there's some corrals up there and stuff, I think?
Oh, yeah. You're talking over across from, like, over by Palo... Well, it's not Palo Verde Meadows, but by Chaparral.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's some in there that have some big acreage. But there's not a lot of... In Bullhead City, you're going to buy a lot for a house 99% of the time. But in Fort Mojave and Mojave Valley, you can buy some dirt.
Right.
You can have a big garage. Sure. You can have, you know, plenty of land.
Your larger lots that are in Bullhead are going to be like up in Colorado River Estates, like up behind like Miracle Mile, all of those. But a lot of those are going to be on well and septic up there.
Yes.
So.
And there's no fire hydrants.
Yes.
Sorry. 31 years, you got to remember those areas that there's no hydrants,
true.
You know.
That's true. And then you do have like... up in Punta de Vista as well, you do have some of your larger lots up there.
Okay.
Again, those are on septic.
Right.
So, you know, up off McCormick, Sunridge area, you know, you have some good-sized lots up there, too.
Yeah.
But.
Yep. But otherwise, you're in the Fort Mojave Valley area.
Mojave, yep.
But then you can get an acre if you want it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Depends on what you want.
Yep.
Because I know people out there that they have a big house and they have a huge barn, you know, or and then they got a garage over here for something else. And you're just like, well, gee, were you building a compound or what, you know?
Well, we were talking also that you can do USDA in some of those other areas.
Correct.
Right? Like Golden Shores, you can do Mojave Valley.
Mojave Valley,
you can do Topoc.
Topoc, you can do Golden Valley.
And those are zero money down loans. So that's zero down and get a gift from a family member, right, for the closing cost. But those are great deals.
Yes.
And I have my microphone here. Hello? Did I lose my mic?
Did you lose us?
I don't know.
What happened?
Technical difficulties.
Apparently.
Yep. Uh-oh.
Okay, there we're back. Okay. That was weird. So, again, that gets back into the financing.
Yeah.
What you can afford and the different types of loans that there are.
Correct.
Because one size doesn't fit everybody.
No. And so when we're going through a lot of these different products, we can find a product for almost anybody, right? So all you got to do is call. There's no silly questions. Just give us a call, and we can walk you through what you can afford, what you can be pre-qualified for, which programs work, because we definitely have product.
Yes.
And that is why we're a mortgage broker.
And we definitely have homes.
We got homes. We got product. We're ready to go.
And that's the biggest part that people have to realize. You have your choice of home and of financing. There's not what worked for your mom and dad is totally different than what works today.
Well, it's not 20% down, right?
Right.
That's the big myth out there that people have to save all this money and put 20% down, and that's not what it is. We can do VA, zero down, right? USDA, zero down. FHA, 3.5% down. Conventional, 3% down for first-time home buyers. And then we have a lot of other programs that do require a little bit more. But for first-time home buyers, you don't need 20% down. So if you're concerned about not having enough money, let's try and talk about it and see if we can mix and match some things, right?
And we can also ask the seller to contribute towards closing costs, too, up to a certain percentage, depending on the type of loan.
Right.
So. And depending upon the seller, that might be an incentive for him to sell it.
Absolutely.
And we're seeing a lot more of those seller concessions
to
help our clients.
Good.
Yeah, to get into the house. And
well,
and
especially the more that the properties sit on the market, the longer days on market that they have, some of these sellers are anxious. They want to, you know, especially if they're moving out of the area, trying to get closer to family or, you know, whatever. They want to be able to try to get their home sold, and there's a lot of competition that's out there. So,
right.
And when they go to sell their home, they usually, like if they call you and say, hey, I want to sell my home.
Mm-hmm.
They've got an expectation of when they want out of there.
Right.
And when they want that money in the bank.
Yes, they do. They sure do.
Hurry, we've got time left for this year.
Yeah. It's only a quarter to one. Yeah.
Right?
Everybody
just sell. Let's go.
That's right. And it's windy today,
and
too.
It's windy. And it's windy, so you get the sale.
So people are going to buy a boat and a house.
That's right.
That's right.
But sometimes when that person selling the property has that expectation, to get there, they might have to be flexible.
Yes.
And they might have to.
And if they have an unrealistic expectation, it's our job to pretty much tell them that.
Going
and
in.
Say, yes, absolutely.
You're asking for a number that doesn't fit in this market.
Correct.
Doesn't fit in your neighborhood.
And you take that by using the statistics on what has sold around them and those kinds of things and making adjustments based on the condition of their home and all of that. So, you know, we can't just throw numbers out there when we list a home. You actually have to go in and do a full evaluation on that home.
And that's your job as the real estate
agent.
And like you said, knowing what else sold in the neighborhood and what the values were and the size of those homes, because we all want as much as we can get.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
But you have to bring them down to reality.
Yes. And sometimes that is not very easy. I'm going to tell you
that.
Yes.
No.
I can imagine.
Sometimes it's difficult.
When someone says, I want 360 for my house, and you say, well,
280 works.
I've been doing this for 20 years.
Sorry.
And here's what I'm suggesting. And
yeah.
Well, and that's why it's so important to work with a realtor, because they know the market.
Yes.
And it's important to work with a local expert, because
right.
they know exactly what that market will bring. And there's so many changes that have happened this last year.
Yes.
And with the market, with the rates, with the products, with everything, that it's so important to work with an expert.
Well, and you said it right there, the local.
Yes.
You know, not,
stay local.
Not the
yes.
clown on television that says, I want to buy your house.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
No one buys more houses than
no.
me. It's like, really? Why would I want somebody on TV to buy my house? If I was going to sell it, I would work with someone in my market.
That you can actually see, right?
Well, not only that, but someone that, if Sarah comes over and buys my house
yeah.
or says, let me help you sell it, Larry,
yeah.
she's going to know who's going to buy it and come into it and have the history of the home. And to me, she's going to get me the most I can get for it because she's right here.
Right.
You know, versus some guy on TV.
Yes. Yeah.
Or an agent that's from out of the area that, you know, I mean, I've seen it to where we've had agents from the Phoenix area come out here to try to sell
really?
A home. And I'll tell you, it's like they have...
They don't know anything
their,
about the area.
No, and their information is wrong
yeah.
and all of those things. So, you know, you really have to be very diligent in when you're listing properties to make sure that you have that correct information and where to go. I just ran across a listing the other day from an out of a area agent who had the property on septic and it's on sewer.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you
I've
know,
seen that place, right?
Yeah.
Whoops.
So,
and
or they didn't know it was a manufactured home, right?
Yeah. I've
that happens
seen that
regularly.
Too.
And that's
we
a
do.
Just the difference from sewer to septic. That's a major difference.
It is.
Because now
is.
You also have a monthly payment to the city
yep.
for that sewer, but you also don't have to worry about that septic tank failing.
Right.
Yeah, so it's,
right.
It's,
and that affects the appraisal.
Yes, it does.
There you go.
So the appraisal's higher when you're on sewer?
We need to know if it's septic or if it's sewer. It
yes.
makes
okay.
a difference. Yeah. Because we might have to get additional documentation
yes.
for that.
Okay. So you might have the sewer, you might have a septic tank tested or?
You never know.
Well, the septic
the,
tank always has
to be
pumped and inspected prior to
there
the transfer
of sale. There has to be an inspection
sale.
Done.
Oh, okay.
Always.
So
right.
you never know until you know.
Yes. So we've seen where septic systems have failed when we're
sure.
in the middle of a transaction.
Yeah.
And so at that point, now, you know, depending on the type of loan, that septic is going to have to be replaced.
Right.
And so that could, you know, really have a huge effect on that sale of that home if the seller is unable to replace that septic system
right.
at the time. Also, depending, like I said, on the type of the loan,
yeah.
We had one, actually recently I had one, and it literally took 3 months to get that house closed because the permit process and the PERC tests and
yeah.
all of those things, because the septic system was built on, well, they actually built an addition on top of the septic system.
Whoops.
So with the type of loan that we were getting, we actually had to move the septic to a whole new area, abandon the old septic, and it took 3 months for the permitting process and everything else and actually getting that put in.
Yeah, because now you're digging
so,
a big old hole in the backyard
yes.
or wherever front yard.
Well,
you're,
and you,
yeah.
they
well,
have
there's
rate
a local
locks.
Expert, right? Because
yes. and
you
rate
knew that,
mm-hmm.
right? The mortgage people knew it. The appraisal...
Yes.
Right? So all these people have to work together.
Yes.
Or else
do.
You have a bigger problem.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
So that's why I said you and, never know until you know.
And the other thing is that, you know, thankfully I had an amazing agent on the other end of the deal as well. And that's the great thing is we work together because we
right.
are in such a small town that we have a lot of great agents that are out there. And we work together.
Well,
and that's what's
yeah,
nice.
That's important.
And you have the Bullhead Mojave Valley Realtors Association. So maybe there's an agent you haven't worked with, but
mm-hmm.
you know them from the association. You know
right.
them from the meetings. You know them from an MLS tour, you know, and but you may have never worked with them. But now this is the first time, and you can say, well, we've known each other for a year or so, but now we're going to get to work together.
Right.
But I don't know why people would not ever consider using local people.
We don't know that either. Well, especially like all of our clients, they love to come into the office. They
yes.
like to see us.
Yeah.
Or we go to their house, you yeah. know, and we visit with them.
What
or
a concept,
we meet
huh?
them somewhere, right?
What a concept. Yeah.
I know. It's so much better actually seeing a person in their face, right, rather than online or on the phone, and you never meet them.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Local is better. Stay local.
And Sarah, you can take an elevator to her office.
That's right. There you go.
Yes, you can.
I have done that before, but I was like, what? Takes a little longer.
That's okay. You're not in a hurry. All right, let's take our last break. About 9 minutes to the top of the hour. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience. Call 444-8232. And we're brought to you by Perkins America Food Company. Order your pies right now for Christmas. Quick, stop in. See Rick.
Give the gift that keeps on giving all year long with TWN Communications' fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. Enjoy seamless movie nights and uninterrupted streaming so you can plan for what matters most, family time. MEC member discounts available. Sign up today. Call 888-227-2095 or visit www.twncomm.com/Mojave.
Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncomm.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Lachlan Ranch announces 20% off body sculpting in their spa all October. Save all October on relaxation and rejuvenation. Indulge yourself with the Desert Golden Hourglass, the Arizona Arms, or the Cactus Contour. All 50-minute custom body sculpting. Check out other fall specials like Whipped Honey Body Scrub, the Whipped Honey Pedicure, and the Pumpkin Latte Facial. Look good the rest of the year. The Spa and Fitness Center at Lachlan Ranch. Make your appointment at LachlanRanch.com.
Arnold here. The red tag sale at Bradley Chevrolet is absolutely on fire. Score 0% financing, no payments until March of 2026 on the Chevys everyone wants. Costco members grab up to $1,250 extra on select Chevys. Trading in? We're paying up to $2,000 more for your trade and unwrap a $1,000 Visa gift card when purchasing a new Chevy. BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Together, let's drive Chevrolet.
0% financing in 90 days till first payment on approved credit. Trade assistance on select vehicles. And offers cannot be combined. See dealer for details.
The Kind Connection, the greatest cloud show on earth. The vape selection is so massive, so mind-bending. It's like stepping into the vape galaxy itself. Geek bars, oh, they're back and here to stay. From pod systems to disposables, rechargeables, and flavors that stretch from cotton candy to cosmic ice. If it puffs, it's here. Jason, the master of the connection, curates every brand like a magician of mist. Don't settle for smoke shop talk. Experience the spectacle of choice. The Kind Connection. Endless flavors, epic vibes, exceptional people. Havasu.
The heart of the season brings out the best on the river with Feed a Family. Join us in our 14th year, November 1st through December 25th, as we feed families this holiday season. Contribute as many points as you wish. For every 25,000 points contributed, Aquarius and Edgewater will purchase a box of holiday food for Thanksgiving and Christmas, donated to a local food bank to feed a family of four. Your kindness this season helps the local food banks in our tri-state area. Stop by the True Rewards Center at Aquarius or Edgewater for more info and help us feed a family this holiday season.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. It's about 5 till. And again, we're with Sarah Juarez from Black Mountain Realty and Kay McCartney from Mojave Mortgage.
I love those guys.
Yeah. is that Chad's theme? Or
I love those
is?
Guys.
Oh.
Hey, Chad, I love those guys.
I just started the rumor that he has a vault under his desk, you know, and that's where all the money is.
Oh, wow.
And so you have to, you know, convince him to go in the vault and get your money when you want a loan.
Oh.
Is that how that works?
I don't know. I'm going to visit his office, though.
I know, right?
Sarah's
we're
like,
coming
you
know, over.
Jet to Havasu here in about
here we go.
5 minutes when the show's over. Chad, where's that vault? Let's check it out.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, everyone, you know, has to have a gig, and his is the vault.
There you go.
We just don't know how big it is. You know?
It's yeah.
At one point in time, it was as big as Dot Food, so I don't know if he's expanded.
There you go again with that food thing.
If he's expanded or not. Yeah, during the whole commercial, we talked about Perkins and pies.
Pies, breads, turkey and ham.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know, what the heck? You got to have
it. It's the holiday season.
It is.
That's
it
right.
It is, yeah, because MEC's giving away ham.
You should have some candy canes or something over here.
Candy canes? I got cookies over there that are left over from Halloween.
Oh, well, they
can, oh, my goodness.
They can just stay there then.
They're Oreos. They don't go bad.
Oh, you know? Do you like those double stuffed Oreos?
No, those are good ones. They have the orange ones, you know, do for Halloween.
Orange Oreos?
I know.
Huh.
Only for Halloween.
Okay, then.
But Rich let me come in here a couple days ago, and he had 3 or 4 of them. So
wow.
I guess they're still good.
Wow.
Okay, Sarah, what's your phone number if people want to get in touch with you and call a local agent and say, can my wife and I come and talk to you, or can we meet you for lunch and tell us what our options are?
Okay, it's 928-279-6113.
Okay. And Kay, because people should have an idea what they can afford and how they're going to finance it, how do they get in touch with you?
They can call me at 928-230-7455.
Okay, I like it. Ladies, thank you so much. Great information. And if you didn't get those numbers, call me. I think everyone has my number. What the heck happened to my song? Where'd it go? There we go.
That was a good song. What happened?
No, what the heck happened? What? I don't know. That's not what I planned.
Call the IT guy.
Yeah.
Just don't ask us to sing, because it's not happening.
Although we can sing. We can sing.
That's why you guys weren't at the Caroline event Saturday night, huh?
Because we can't sing?
Because you can't sing? Well, hey, whatever. You know, I mean, whatever. I don't sing. And I know, I mean, I was at the Caroline event, but I know better.
You didn't sing, or you did sing?
Oh, no, I did not. No, I wanted it to sound good. Couple things to tell you about. There is the Nutcracker Suite Ballet at the Don Laughlin Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino, 8 o'clock on Thursday. That's Nevada time. Questions, call 702-298-2535. Everybody likes to take their kids to see the Nutcracker Suite. Yeah. And then Friday night, the junior high in Mojave Valley is putting on a Disney Aladdin. Yeah, on stage. They're going to do it at River Valley High School. 6:30 at night. Call Mojave Valley Junior High if you have questions. Everyone have a great day. Oh, I'll tell you again who's on Friday. How about we're going to talk about Mayhem with Larry. And we're going to talk with Carrie from the Laughlin Chamber. And we're going to talk about MEC with Christine. And don't forget, if you want a free ham, you have to go on the MEC website, Facebook page, and put in hashtag Jingle Bells and say something nice about MEC. You might win a ham. So that'd be cool for Christmas. Tell your wife and bring it home a ham for free. Can't beat that. Mr. Sean Hannity will be in your ears in just about 5.5 minutes right after the news. Everyone have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you on Friday.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.